We continue. Chapter 9, page 72, the ultimate question. What is the purpose of my life? We all feel confused in this life, and all of us go through stress, anxiety, and depression, or the sad syndrome. However, that is not the reason why we came to this planet. We are here to get into a higher state of awareness. Nothing else. A state of mind where the opposites of goodness and badness in us and others do not affect us anymore. A stability of mind and intellect where we can accept all people and situations as they are. A bigger understanding of life, where we are not affected by a large profit or bonus at work, nor are we affected by losing money in a venture, where we accept that all opposites are just complementary. An equanimous mind that is not worrying anymore about what other people are thinking about us. A state of mind where hatred, anger, and guilt do not touch us, but instead we feel only oneness with others. An outlook on life where we are no longer worrying about making mistakes and are not blaming ourselves or others for making mistakes. A state of mind where we are no longer anxious about the future or regretful or glorifying the past. Instead, we are aware of our nature and connection with the vast and deep divine present. We are living fully in the present moment and are always celebrating every aspect of this life. Nothing can stop us from achieving this goal. As soon as we recognize our ability to unfold into our true potential, our mind starts to evolve towards non-duality. Advaita Vedanta proclaims and is backed by evidence of the experience by its followers that there is only one truth, non-dual. This truth is what resides in consciousness alone and pervades through everything and beyond. Consciousness. Next time we see, feel, hear, or have any other perceptual experience, let us ask ourselves, what gives the senses the ability, the power, the energy to work? Isn't it because of the inherent consciousness within us that enlivens these senses? Isn't consciousness separate from the senses? Then how can I be the senses? I keep seeing different things, feeling different sensations, hearing good or bad things, tasting pleasurable or unpalatable substances, and smelling various fragrances. What is my connection with that energy source? If we look carefully, we will acknowledge that we can measure everything that we see, smell, taste, hear, or touch. The brightness of light can be measured. The shape of a particular item can be measured in terms of its height, width, etc. We can define a smell and its intensity. We can taste and define different intensities of flavors. We can hear and characterize the pitch and volume of an auditory signal. We can measure if something is hot or cold to touch. However, consciousness cannot be measured. Scientists have attempted to do so, but have failed repeatedly. Consciousness is not even definable as per the ancient scientist, but they proclaimed it can be experienced. The great scientists of the past have suggested that the best pointers to get to somewhat understand what consciousness is to use the indicated words Sat, which is existence, Chit, which is awareness, and Ananda, which is bliss. These indicators have been covered extensively in the prequel to this book, Be Yourself. These great scientists acknowledged that it is extremely difficult to define consciousness because, by nature, it is infinite. We can appreciate for ourselves the various states of consciousness. The three states of consciousness are being asleep, being awake, and dreaming. Let me first share a story with you about a seeker who has been doing daily meditation and had been asking himself, "Who am I?" for a long while. One day, the seeker had a difficult day at work. He had a fight with his boss due to a misunderstanding. When he returned home in a fit, he displaced and projected his anger onto his wife, and they fought for some silly reasons. When things settled a little bit in the evening, he recognized his guilt in himself and tried to patch up with her. But it was too late. She was not interested in talking to him anymore. He tried to sleep. All he could achieve was tossing and turning in the bed. He just could not sleep. It was as if sleep wanted to evade him. He kept on thinking of his boss's remarks that he was an incompetent employee and his wife's rebukes, which made him feel that he was an incapable husband. He felt completely useless. He finally was able to get to sleep in the late hours of the night. He had really bad dreams. In one, he felt himself going down deep into mud, like a sinkhole where there was no escape. The more he tried to lift himself up, the more he felt he was sinking in. He was drenched in sweat when he woke up. The dream was so vivid that he felt completely shaken up. When he realized that he was still in his bed and not in his dream, he heaved a sigh of relief. And we stop there, page 75, after completing the second paragraph. In a group, we further discussed this very deep concept of what consciousness is. It cannot be described, but can certainly be experienced only with the understanding that consciousness is beyond the body, the mind, and the intellect, and the ego. Something which always stays, which can only be experienced through with a meditative state of mind, with a higher level of awareness, that I am able to dip into that source of wisdom, that knowledge, which is making this world work. That is what is divinity. And that divinity is within me and around me. And that consciousness, look around yourself, is maintaining this whole creation. And that is who you are. Just pure consciousness, pure love, pure peace, as we describe during our meditation sessions. We say them repeatedly to remind ourselves that's what we are. We are not the body, we are not the mind, we are not the intellect, we are not the ego. No concepts. We are just that pure state of awareness. That doesn't come easily, but does come with long practice. Sage Patanjali said, for a long time, you have to do this practice. For a long time, you have to do yoga. For a long time, you have to meditate. For a long time, you have to keep asking, who am I? Self-inquiry has to be done. with the grace of the enlightened masters who are in our life, and your own self-effort, that long time might become short time. And on that basis, we conclude today's session.